Hey, Sife, you know who today's podcast is being made special by?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure it's somebody special.
Well, when you look at our guest, Dion Cole, what kind of beard, what do you think his shaving situation is?
Well, he's of a certain descent, maybe. So it's like, maybe coarse, curly hair.
Ah.
He probably has trouble shaving.
Exactly. That's why it's brought to you today by Bevel. Thank you, Bevel. Getbevel.com. Dion Cole is here.
Dion Cole.
I mean, this one of my favorite things in life is talking to someone when they're in their zone, right? And their shit is fucking popping.
Okay. Why is that?
It's exciting.
No, like, no, not.
Why is Dion Cole?
Why is Dion Cole?
So Dion Cole, as you know, Cypher Sounds, because you told me this when I said yesterday, should we have Dion Cole on the podcast? And you said, the first thing you say is, you know, he's a longtime amazing writer.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah. Nice.
And so to see someone who's been behind the scenes and did their thing, but now is becoming a star, on-camera star. It's exciting.
So late in life. So I think he's like 63 years old. He's like, but he's black, so black don't crack.
I have no clue.
He's 79 years old.
That's the first, he wrote on Sanford and Son. That's the weird thing people don't know about Dion Cole. But is it that? Does it feel like you're having the moment? Do you feel like you're living the moment right now?
This has been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy the last few years. Absolutely. And it feels good because I've spent many years doing nothing.
Yo, he got a bit. We're going to get into your history, but he got
How many times
bit.
Have you seen him do stand-up, Si?
Not a lot. Mm-hmm. Not a lot on TV, and I hear him a lot on Sirius.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I seen him live twice, maybe. But he got a bit where he's talking. It's so inside comedy where you're like, where your joke doesn't work. And then you say to the crowd, man, how's it going?
That stuff is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
When your joke ain't working, it's like, you curse on him, right?
Yeah, shit is crazy.
Shit is crazy out here.
I've definitely heard
it. Give it up for the ladies.
Give it up for the ladies.
Yeah.
Yo, but it's like, it's very funny, but as a comic, it's triple funny because it's like, I heard that a bit on Sirius, and I was like, "Yo, that's the realest joke I've heard." You tell a joke, it bombs, and you're trying to like avoid the bomb splash on you. You're like, "Shit
is crazy, wow."
So what's your deal? What's your story? You know, Chi-Town,
yes,
writer for Conan, starring on TV shows now. Us back.
Yeah, what did you write for before Conan? That's where a lot of people know the story.
I used to write for Ricky Smiley, Cat Williams.
Stand-up.
Yeah, I was writing for them. I wrote for Nick Cannon, a couple other people too. Yeah.
And you've always been doing stand-up.
Yeah, always did stand-up. Yeah. That's the.
So how does that start?
That was on a bet. Somebody betted me $50.
Really?
So, yeah, to do stand-up, and I was like,
why? Because you were funny around.
Never was funny.
Oh.
Never was hilarious. None of that. I just observed. Like, if somebody tripped and fell in front of me and one of my dudes, they'd be laughing. I'll be more like, why didn't they see that chair? And man, it's right there.
Yeah,
like, why would you? Let's go ask him why he ain't see the chair. You know, like, I would ring it out, like, to death. So, my friend was just like, yo, you should do stand-up. But I never thought like that, to do stand-up. But,
And how did it go? First one go? When he's bet you $50.
Man, I think I got like almost like a standing ovation.
First time.
Yeah, it was weird. Because, but what makes you is what break you, because that was the only amount of time that I had. And I would repeatedly do the same jokes to the point where it got like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, we're a little tired of you.
At the same place.
Yeah, and then, but I was on Def Jam like 10 months after I started.
Wow.
And I went on with those same jokes.
Right.
And then they put me on tour. And I went on tour with them same jokes. And then they kicked me off the tour.
Why'd they kick you off the tour?
That was it. I didn't have enough material. But that was the beginning of me writing.
I've heard this story. I've heard it on a podcast.
Yeah, I was on the tour.
So how you had like a 10-minute?
Yeah, said, only had 10 minutes, and I was supposed to do 25 minutes. And I was just doing knock-knock jokes.
No.
Anything. I was giving up for birthdays.
And after this happened once, you didn't think, well, tomorrow I'm really going to need to come with some more jokes.
Well, everything was moving so fast that I wasn't thinking. I was just like, yo, these jokes are working, and that's it. But when I went on tour, and they was like, you shouldn't do the jokes you did on TV, then that kind of left me stuck because I only had 14 minutes and I did 8 minutes on Def Jam.
Right.
So I only had like 6 minutes.
Maybe you had, you, that was 10 months after you started. You got on Def Jam. So you happened to catch some kind of audition or something.
Yeah, at the club. Yeah, and killed it and went on.
That's Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, what'd you do before that?
Before comedy?
Yeah, like.
Man, on just ill shit. Just in the streets. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Kind of ill shit. Right. Yeah.
Well, ill shit includes so much, though.
Yeah, so much ill shit.
A variety of things.
Following motherfuckers home. Yeah. All kinds of dumb shit.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was on some stupid shit, for real.
So you were fucking around out in these streets.
Yeah, I was out there, like, fucking around. And I had a job. That was the crazy part. I would be on some ill shit at night and then get up and go to work in the morning. But I was working at a place called Leather Makers. I was selling leather coats and shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question, though. If that's the kind of ill shit that you were doing, you don't seem like the kind of guy whose position is default confrontational.
Nah.
Like, you couldn't, like, it seems like if I was going to choose ill shit to do, I would want one that, like, avoids confrontation as much as humanly possible.
Well, see, the thing about a lot of Chicago cats, like, even me, Chicago cats... If you come up to a Chicago dude and you be like, yo, I'm going to fuck you up. 9 times out of 10, most of them will be like this. All right, I apologize. And they'll walk away. And then you will not be seen.
In life.
Ever again. But they will apologize and leave. So Chicago cats, a lot of them, they just kind of like, they just be like this. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Like, so I never was like, right. Hot-headed or, yo, let's go do this shit. I just always was like everybody else that was around me, which is...
So the street thuggery is a little more calm in your face in Chicago.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then later on, I disappeared.
Yeah, like, I mean, where am I? Yeah. I don't know. I'm nothing. Yo, I know. What am I saying?
That's how it was, though. It was like, and it's still like that in a sense. Like, somebody in a heartbeat would just be like, yo, all right. You'll be like, you bitch-ass motherfucker. I'll be like, all right, cool. Like, ma'am, all right, and leave.
Yeah.
And then it'd be some bullshit.
All right, so note to self.
Yeah.
Don't call any random dudes, like, on the South Side.
Yes.
A bitch-ass motherfucker. And then just when they say, okay, think it's over.
And if they go, I apologize.
No, that means I'm dead. So I apologize because you're dead.
What about if they...
No!
What if you call someone a bitch... And they say, I apologize. And then you realize they just apologize. So then you apologize.
Hold on, time. So you're saying, hold real quick.
So then you just keep apologizing.
No.
Hey, does that keep the cycle?
You know what?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sipe, like you are a Puerto Rican son of a bitch. And you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. And then, I'm saying sorry.
Oh. No, you know what? I'm sorry.
No. What you mean you sorry?
No, it's my bad.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Promise.
Wholeheartedly.
Promise I'm more sorry.
I did not mean what I said. I apologize.
What Def Jam were you on? Like, who was around at that time?
This was when Martin Lawrence left.
Okay.
Joe Torre, first year.
Okay.
Was hosting Def Jam.
That show's still pretty on fire.
Who was some of the
super
comics?
Super on fire. I don't even remember who was. I know Tony Schofield was one out of Chicago. I don't even know who was all on my set then. I don't even remember.
Bill Bellamy was before that, right?
Yes.
Nah, Bill was before
that. Yeah, well before that.
Yeah.
So you start the comedy thing, mm-hmm. and you start having to add to your act.
Yeah.
And how big did you get just as... I mean, I know I've seen your name around. Honestly, I've just seen your name around for a long time, but I couldn't actually gauge, you know, what fucking number you were making at a club on any given weekend.
No.
How far did it go for you, and how successful did you feel you were just doing straight comedy?
Well, I became a comic's comic.
Okay.
Where it was like, and still to this day.
Which means you're poor, but people really appreciate you.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I would be, and they would put me on certain shows, but they wouldn't put me on the shows because they thought that I was like dope. They'll put me on the show for like diversity. They'll be like, we need somebody different to break up. Well,
yeah,
yeah,
you do have a
so
different style.
Let's get Dion and put me on. But yeah, it used to be like that. It was never like
a slow laid back
style. Yeah, because
kind of,
I was like totally different.
Yeah, like
you
an
know?
L style. Yeah.
Yeah. So therefore, I I ain't had no suits and I ain't had no gimmicks. I ain't had no nicknames and nothing stupid. Like you know what I'm saying, like Hilarious Henry or you know like you know what
that
I'm
wasn't,
saying. Hilarious Henry.
I thought you were the Hilarious Henry dude. This fucking sucks.
No, but it used to be crazy. Not, back in the day, it used to be like, you couldn't make it unless you had like some catchy type thing. And when they was like...
The Love Bug.
Right. They'd be like, Dion Cole. People be like...
is that my cousin?
Or Cole what? What's Cole? You know, like... Yeah.
Dion Ice Cole.
Yeah.
Cole Pearl. Pearl.
And for you need that for the black radio comedy commercial. We got Dion
Ice Cold.
It's a cold world.
Cold.
One time I was in London, and this is how they introduced you in London. They was like, give it up for Dion. Oh. I was like, why you hold my name like that? They was like, that's how y'all like it in America, right? I'm like, no.
Who told you that? Now here's a, you know, I think Dion would really appreciate my number one observation of the random black comedian when I go to a Cypher Sound show or any random real like black comedy situation.
Yeah.
How what is your stance on dancing up to the stage to the hottest song that's out?
Oh god.
Like why does like they don't people don't realize they're doing it three times in a row and everyone's like, oh, play that Bobby Shmurda. That doesn't mean you're hot. I know the song's just hot.
Get a quick jump start
on getting people fired up.
Yeah, that's not your style, I'm taking it.
But some people know. Some people can't follow the song. Sometimes the song is so hot.
No, because the crowd always keeps singing it, right?
They keep singing it.
Because let's be honest, the crowd...
Yeah, pick the right song, buddy.
You got too hot.
Can't
go too hot.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Do something like, that trails off.
Right,
it's like
right,
sad
right,
in the
right,
middle.
Right. Like right now, you can't just play Control by Drake and then think you're going to do a hot 10 after that. Yeah. Like you gotta choose your
don't
music.
Be outshined by your intro song.
I've seen some people with some explosive intros. Like,
and then where does it
pyro
go?
Pyro. Where does it go? Nowhere.
So you're a comedian's comedian, which let's be honest, that is often the guy who is also and or eventually becomes a successful writer. The comedian's comedian is often a writer, right?
Yeah. They're writers and or they just not even just writers. They just comics that crack comics up. You know what I'm saying? Like it's cats in Chicago that really haven't taken off, but they're like comedians. It's like
the comedians who come to town think they're dope. Like everyone thinks they're dope.
They think they just hilarious because they are, you know, they get more character than comic and it makes them funny, you know, but they just haven't taken off.
I want to ask you a couple questions about that, but we'll get to it later. Just about in comedy, I don't see a lot of like taking people with you. You know what I'm saying? Like taking people, like if somebody's so funny, then let's take him, you know, to L.A. There's a lot of fucking
territorial shit. Ain't nobody putting nobody on. Me personally and anybody in Chicago can vouch for him. I always grab one of my little homies out of Chicago and take them on the road with me and have them open for me and all that. Like,
but it doesn't happen a lot? Is Cypher right? Is it not that common?
Please, they would never do that. They
on
would
a
never.
Certain level, like, if you become a superstar, I would... That's how I am. And maybe if I ever got to a superstar level, maybe there's a conversation that goes, hey, don't bring anybody with you. But I feel like I know so many people that I would love to put on, but I also like putting people on. That's like the A&R in me. You know what I'm saying? Looking for talent.
But at the same token, a lot of comics, are funnier than the guy that's making the most money.
Yes.
So therefore, that guy doesn't want to bring nobody along because they're going to make it hard for him.
And by the way, and that's not as dickish a thing as it sounds, right?
It's not really as dickish a thing, but...
Because it sounds terrible. Yes. But like, let's say you finally... let's say right now, Dion finally got out in front of the camera. People are, and he's really going to make his big money.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe a better example for someone who's less experienced, but still, I understand why. If you know someone who's fucking dope...
Yeah.
It's a little bit disconcerting
you don't want
to
that
like
person right in front of you. So you gotta
literally making you look bad.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
I do get it. It's selfish.
Yeah, killing.
But if you're first getting right. your look,
yeah, no, it's a tripped out situation to be in because you want to help those, but then at the same token, you ain't really trying to hustle that hard. You want to have a good time, but this person might take the room to a whole nother level, to a whole nother place, and now you got to grab them from that place and bring them back down the way you are. Yeah, and sometimes you just don't want to deal with that.
No, I get it. So, so how long were you a comedian's comedian before you made the logical transition of comedian's comedian to becoming a writer?
I still think that regardless, I still feel as though, and it's just from what other people tell me, that I think I'm still like just a comic's comic, even though with the success of everything, I'm still like that comic. Like, I still... promote and try to get people out and have them hit me on my...
So you never, even when you were writing the most, you don't ever leave, you always consider yourself an active comic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to always be first. You know what I mean? Comedians, especially back in the 80s, they'll make it and then they will not do stand-up no more. They'll just be like, forget it. But nah, that ain't the era no more. Like, comedy is first. Everything else is... kind of like secondary, Your whole job is to try to get a bigger audience to come see you, movies, television shows, all that.
Get asses in the seats.
Yeah. So that's basically that's the goal.
I like that. Like, a lot of comics nowadays want to get on TV to fuel their stand-up career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where back in the day, some people might want to get on TV to become an actor, and they want to act and be good at it, but...
But I used to want to be on TV to stop doing
to stop comedy, right.
Now
a direct
it's like,
end to a
I got to get on a TV show so I can get asses in these seats.
Yes. And then TV ain't like it really used to be neither because there's so many TV shows. Yeah. Everybody got so much original content. There's shows on channels you ain't even heard of.
But let's be honest, though. Isn't that the part that feels extra good about Black-ish?
Blackish is one.
Is Blackish good?
Thank God. Yeah. It's
Blackish
good.
Is good. You haven't seen it ever?
No, I never saw it.
Blackish is one of those shows. Blackish is one of those shows that I feel guilty. I haven't fully. I've only watched it a few times instead of like I know I'm in the wrong. It's one of those, you see it, you're like, fuck. I gotta get. But you get into. I'm already like, shit. I'm a season back. I'm waiting. But it's one of those. No, it's good.
No, it's a good show, man. It's a good show. Okay. And my other show too is like good. It's man the rate. I mean the critics and everybody for Angie Tribeca.
Wait, you have something to do with Blackish?
Hey, I'm on Black.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You do not apologize. Character.
Yo, by the way, but
that's how you know I don't watch
it. No, it's all
Hold on. By the way, that's amazing because that shows that for you, that has to feel great.
It's great.
Because you were actually excited the whole time and didn't know. That's when.
No. I just got more excited right now because I was like, that's why I fucks with him because
he knows
we
shit.
Got love
right.
Regardless of that shit.
No, Angie Tribeca is my shit.
Yeah, oh, Angie Tribeca.
And Angie Tribeca is hilarious.
That's the move. Yeah,
and you know Angie Tribeca, you ever watch it?
No, I didn't even realize Angie Tribeca was already on.
Yeah.
What's it on?
TBS.
Yeah. It's Steve Carell and his wife. They produce it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name's on it?
Rashida Jones.
Yes.
But it's basically like one of those
Airplane.
Naked Gun movies, but a TV show.
Yeah.
I fucking love those movies.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm
Me
like,
too.
I don't know. What do you call those movies? Like,
it's like satire.
Yeah, but it's like a weird, almost slapstick.
Stupid,
it's like,
Naked Gun. Like Angie Tribeca's dad.
It's like you can watch Angie Tribeca three times and you're going to see something different every time that you see it.
And the comedy is she's playing it straight.
She's playing it straight?
Yeah, we all are.
Everyone plays it straight, but all this crazy shit is happening around.
And are they saying crazy things?
Yeah.
But completely straight.
Yeah.
Who's the guy, though? I don't know him.
Oh, Hayes MacArthur.
Yeah, I don't. What else?
He's
was
been
he
in like scary movies and all that. Yeah, I don't know.
So I guess what you're saying about the airplane thing is it's like the satire is so thick that literally it's like the part Eber and I were literally just making this joke yesterday. Don't worry, I speak jive.
Yeah, it's like dead serious. Yeah, like one of the episodes I was telling this dude, I was like, you know what I think? I think you murdered your wife. And then the camera cut to him, and I had a pen, like a big pen with the word murderer on it. And I was trying to put it, and he was like, you can't pin that on me. It's
like, right. Just completely, completely absurd.
Right. It's just stupid.
Did you write on that show?
Dude. No.
No, you're just an actor on it.
Yeah, I just act.
I love those type of writers. Yeah. Like fucking, you watch Kimmy Schmidt?
Mm-mm.
The writing on Kimmy Schmidt this season is some of the best ever seen. Like,
what's Kimmy Schmidt on?
Netflix.
Okay. Damn, Netflix has so many shows.
Yeah. Netflix.
You don't watch Kimmy Schmidt?
No, never seen it. Don't even know what it is.
It's Tina Fey's show.
Oh, okay, fine. I do know what it is.
With Ellie Kemper from The Office.
That's the problem is a lot of these shows, though, I really only know them as it's this creator's show.
Yeah.
Because I heard so-and-so got a deal at Netflix, mm-hmm. but then don't necessarily see it.
But like I said, a lot is so many shows. Yeah. It's so many shows.
Have you seen Love?
Never saw Love yet.
Love's really good.
It's good?
What's Love?
Really good. It's Judd Apatow show
on Netflix.
Apatow show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Do you watch Bloodline? Have we talked about Bloodline?
I watched one episode.
That's it?
It's good?
It's the best, bro.
Yeah, I heard it was
comes
good.
Back May 27th.
Yeah, that I'm
Bloodline's
Bloodline. I'm behind.
Like, I mean, if it's real drama. Like, it's a family drama show about this rich family that owns a hotel in the Keys.
In Florida Keys.
And it's the dad from fucking, he's super famous now, from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Coach from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I mean,
so
there's a lot of shows.
He plays this cop. Yo, and there's a lot of actors, you know, and that's the thing, high end, the production quality.
Yeah, first episode was dope.
Yeah, it looks fucking amazing. Good. I mean, dude, Game of Thrones is at $10 million an episode, right, for production. But these shows, like Netflix
Game
shows.
Game of Thrones is?
$10
million. Yeah, $10 million an episode. Game of Thrones takes the place of two HBO shows. Like, you know, normally they might have like five shows, but when Game of Thrones is around, they can only have four
because it takes the place of two. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a monster. That shit's a monster. Are you caught up with Game of Thrones, Seth?
Yeah.
Me too. What are you thinking so far? Are you enjoying it so far?
I always enjoy it. I don't ever get disappointed per episode.
Yeah. Well, do people who get really bent out of shape about an episode?
You ever watch like the episode sometimes it's like a little smaller. I call them like a bridge episode.
Yeah,
and people
of course
get like, this one was boring. Like, yeah, it's a whole story. Fuck face.
Yeah, not every minute of an entire story.
Yeah.
So sometimes an episode, like I thought this past week was the slowest one this season, but I don't care.
But the shit about, sorry, Dion, hold on.
No.
The shit about Game of Thrones is like, it's way too complicated, yo. Because like, you'll watch the first clip where it's kind of like getting you caught up.
And you don't even remember when that was from?
They'll have clips from the first season.
I know.
And you got to remember that the statue that they're looking at has to do something now.
My wife knows everything.
Yeah.
And she's also now so mean to me during the show that she won't even respond to my questions. Because I'll be like, this, you know, I don't understand. Yeah. Which fucking guy is that? Where did he come from?
I watched three episodes of that.
Like early on or just random?
No, last season.
You can't watch Game of Thrones randomly, son.
You just jumped in?
Yeah. I was like,
nothing.
Let me watch this shit.
And what were you able to get anything from it?
No, I just know this dragon came and swooped away this white chick with blonde hair.
That means nothing to you.
Swooped
away.
By
the way, that description of Game of Thrones, a dragon comes and scoops away a white chick. You literally, it's the whole series, essentially. I mean,
yeah, you know what's funny? The whole entire series is waiting for that moment for whatever reason, and you just like,
you just, that was it. I got it.
The dragon swooped up the white chick, like,
that's it. That's what the whole thing's
that
based
was
on.
That's what I saw, though. I saw that, and I was like, okay.
When that happens, the show's over.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
Greg walked by there ominously.
Okay, all right.
So I think we don't have him for a full time.
All right,
you get some stuff you don't get to. I know. I don't know where.
So hold on. So, Dion, so you're a comic, you're doing the circuit, doing shows. Then how do you get your first, like, who do you write for first? Who's asking for jokes?
Right now?
No, back
first,
then.
Like back when you first started.
Man, Ricky Smiley, he brought me on. I was writing for him. Then after Ricky, And I was writing for other, like, just comics, miscellaneous comics here and there. And then I started writing.
And this is like on a... Like,
damn, you hear the bullet getting, to those miscellaneous comics? Yeah. They're out there like, I guess paid? I'm fucking miscellaneous.
Are you on the road with them? You're getting paid? How does it work?
Well, Ricky, he was hosting Comic View
okay,
at the time.
Okay, so you're writing
so
for
I was, yeah,
a
I was
TV
getting
show.
Paid. Yeah,
there
that was
you
my
go.
First thing, yeah. Then after that, I was just writing stuff for myself and friends. And then... I started writing for Nick Cannon, then I started
for
writing
TV?
For... Nah, this is just for his stand-up. Yep, and then I was writing...
Is it collaborative?
Well, I was just writing... No, I was just writing stuff and
you
giving it
to him.
You write
jokes and send it.
Yeah, I was giving it to him. Then I was writing for Cat Williams, too.
Like what? Like which era of Cat Williams?
Like the era?
Like, no, like popping. Popping Cat Williams.
That's what I mean. Like yeah, green suit, green jacket.
Yeah,
suede.
All of that. Pimp
really?
Chronicles. Like, yeah, but wow. But listen.
Yeah.
He did all of that. It was after that when he wanted to go on a roll. We was writing stuff for him, but he never used it.
Really? Never. So you wrote for him and never used it?
He never used none of my
interesting.
Stuff.
Interesting.
No, you got paid though.
Yeah.
Never used it though.
Yep.
Why is that?
He was doing well by himself. Maybe he just wanted the shit around him to
but
see.
He
ended up having enough in his.
He had a whole bunch of other people, and we all sat and we wrote stuff for him. And I don't know if he used any of that stuff, but he never used none of mine.
And then, and how did you meet him? Were you already in L.A.?
A friend named D. Militant called me up and was like, "Man, why don't you come over here and write?" Because he knew I was writing. I was writer, so he brought me over there and we started
banging
out
stuff. What's the first TV show? Is Conan the first?
My first TV show? Well, Comic View was my first
Comic
TV
View,
show.
Yeah.
Then after that, it was Conan.
How'd you get Conan?
I did, like, I was a guest. I did stand-up on the show.
Really?
And after I finished, he came and told me to come work for him.
What? That was New York or L.A.?
L.A.
Oh, so you started when it was already
when he moved
to
when
L.A.
When he just moved to L.A.
And then got to be there for the entire fiasco with Jay Leno.
Yeah, I was through that whole thing.
Oh, so yeah, Tonight Show, L.A.
Yeah, Tonight Show. Like, I had two Emmy
How'd
nominations
you get on there?
From that.
You got two Emmy nominations for writing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so you do stand-up on there, and he likes your style.
Yeah.
Which I could see why Conan would like your style.
Yeah,
like, it made sense when you were a writer for that show.
Yeah.
And you were on it a lot. Like,
yeah, I was... correspondent like all day long.
Yeah.
Every almost.
How
twice,
was that
twice
gig like going? I'm fascinated. The reason why I'm so fascinated, especially with the Conan stuff, is because I come from Hot 97 hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But then I start going into UCB, which is like white comedy. And I love merging the two, but sometimes it's like these little hiccups. Like you know, you've murdered people in Chicago, and then now
literally
you're
tossed
around,
them off a bridge.
Now you're around Harvard.
I apologize.
Lampoon comedians.
I'm sorry. It happened. We all have a past, bro.
So how was your first day when you walk into the writer's room? Like,
is it awkward?
Or?
Yeah, because these people went to Brown University. Yeah. They got Emmys. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming in there like... But then I tried to write like them, and that didn't work.
Right.
So then I just started writing real shit.
Right, like
and
you.
And then it started making sense because he started doing the real shit that I was writing. And then I started being a correspondent with the real shit, and he saw and I saw this connection that, we got this white dude from Harvard with this black dude from Southside Chicago.
Yeah.
And they're best friends, but
they don't
understand each other too much.
Right.
So it became this thing, and we kept it private.
What, that's like the bit? That's behind the scenes. Like
that was the thought process.
Okay, got
of
it.
Just your rapport.
Writing, and then me and him, our interaction.
Right.
It was more like, I'm like, come on, man, let's go pick up these honeys. And he like, honeys? And I'm like, you know what it is. You know, like, it was just that.
Yeah.
Rush hour type.
And
thing.
He's so good at playing over the top intentionally white.
Yes.
Like
yes.
He can play intentionally uncool.
Yes.
As well as anyone.
Yes.
Now, did you have a lot of people in your life from the South Side of Chicago who you were getting to watch Conan for the first time and they didn't even realize that Conan was a thing?
Man, didn't nobody even know who Conan was.
Like what the fuck do you have us watching?
Yo, that's exactly how it was. And it got to a point where
you keep playing with his pants.
People people was like, yo, I'll watch it for you, but
that
then,
shit.
Like,
I don't know about him though.
Yeah, but
yo,
then,
D, you on tonight? Yo, yeah, I'm on tonight. All right.
But then they start some people they start liking him. And then some people wasn't. Some people were like, I can't watch it. And then some
hilarious.
It's real. It's
because
real.
All of us have done things in our lives where there's certain faction of people that you're close with that just are on a different side that don't get it. And they're like, yo, I love you. I can't watch it. Yeah. I get it. And it makes you feel a teeny little way, but you're okay with it. You get it. Yeah. Right? You're like, it's fine. But at the same time, it's hilarious when that person is a comic genius.
Yes.
And so if someone's like Conan, I don't know. It's like, no, it's been decided. Yeah. Conan's great. Yeah. Guys, it's over. He's one of the greats. Like, that's it.
Your thought process has
nothing to do with it. Like, I can't.
He's great.
He's fine.
I don't know. I don't like that guy. I don't think he's going to make it.
He wrote for Saturday Night Live and The Simpsons. He's good.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
So you're in that room, and then all the crazy shit happens with tonight's show.
Yeah.
What happens in between? You're unemployed before they go to TBS?
We go on tour.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
we went
right.
On tour.
I wanted to see that fucking
tour. We went
tour.
On tour. Yeah, we went on
so
tour.
So you were performing on that tour?
Yeah, I was doing like 15 minutes at the end of the show every night.
Nice.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, we did an interview for radio and we talked about the tour. It sounded amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. How we was just going from city to city.
And Conan's doing what on stage though? Like, wait, bits?
You know, he plays like three instruments.
Really?
And
they were doing elaborate shit too, though. You never seen the doc about it?
I didn't see it yet.
They did a lot of shit.
Yeah, that doc. That was one thing I hated. They took me out there. They didn't even have me in the doc. The director of that doc didn't even have me in it. And that shit hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
you saw the whole doc and you weren't in it?
The whole doc. And I did the whole tour. And I closed that shit out.
See,
and
shit
did
like
15
that
minutes every night. Man. And when the movie came out, I just knew I was in it. And they had everybody in the movie but me.
And you didn't even think about it. You had to be like, you remember, I even went up to him.
But I went up to the dude and was like, dude, what's up? And he was like, well, the movie's about Conan. And I'm like, I know it's about Conan. And I was like, but y'all got the other writers in there.
Yeah.
Y'all got everybody in there. And I'm on the tour doing 15 minutes every night. And they was like, basically, like, he was just like, yo, it's about Conan. And I just knew that they had the power to put me in it, and they didn't.
Yeah,
and I think that's when I was like, you know what? All
right. There's a documentary on True TV right now about the Comedy Cellar. And I was there for all the taping. There's a documentary on True TV right now about the Comedy Cellar. Mm-hmm. And I was there for all the tapings. I was helping the camera people move. Because we've done TV shows, so I know how to, like, stay out the way when they're, like, come running through, all that shit.
Right.
And then they're like, yo, we got to make sure. The people at the cell, like, make sure we get Cypher in it. Because he gives a whole nother aspect to what we're doing at the cellar. He's a new face. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. Nothing, yo.
Dang. Nothing. Done your hurt.
How long was it? How long?
Like an hour, like an hour special. And then it's like,
God, you guys are fucking losers.
I never want to claim racism. I hate when pulling the race car, but sometimes you like, damn.
I know.
All right, Sife, I just got a harsh rap from Greg. We pushed longer than we should. He was like, he said he wouldn't tell me what he was doing right now, but I'll understand later, is what he said.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. Maybe you got something mage to do.
I don't know.
Well, listen, he's at Caroline's all weekend long.
All weekend long.
Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday.
I hate we got to go. I'll come back next time.
Sife, there's never a part two. With Dion, there will be a part two. All right, thanks, Dion. Up.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Dion Cole, and thank you to Bevel and getbevel.com.
Thank you, Bevel.
And I really have an important message to people, and I know I say things a lot, and most of the time I'm lying, but this is true what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
If you care about us,
right,
you're going to go to getbevel.com and buy a razor.
Yeah.
If you need one in any way and you have coarse hair and you want to have an amazing shave.
You don't even have to have that. What if you have a friend who has that?
Okay. And you go, well, Juan Epstein, they've been on for, I think, like 8.5 years.
Yeah.
Now, most of the time, I spend all my time complaining about why they don't come out more frequently instead of saying, thank you guys, even though you have two completely and separate, utterly separate lives now, for making the time to come together every week, pretty much.
Pretty much.
To make this happen. You know what? I should go there. And when I go there to buy an amazing razor, I'm going to use the code WANEPFREE.
Yeah.
Because then I get a free month.
Thank you.
And Bevel's like, oh, man, Juan Epstein's the best. Now we can send them our new shaver that I really want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, help out. And we're not getting tons of money where we're putting in our pocket living lavishly.
Ever seen the money from Juan Epstein?
No.
Me neither.
I know
it exists. There is something.
Yeah, it goes directly to the Juan Epstein to make this happen.
I've never seen an actual physical dollar. But
just do it.
You know, yeah, just do it. And shout out to getbevel.com, Juan Ep free. What bonus getting Deion Cole there, huh? Yeah. A little half hour with Deion Cole is pretty cool.
Yeah, he was rushed out of here, but I needed to get some questions with him.
I know there's a lot more. He has a long story.
Conan, I love Conan, man. I want to hear like some Conan stories.
Ask about his cock, like how big his cock is.
Yeah, I didn't. That wasn't a whole. Whose cock? Conan or Deion?
Ask him about Conan's cock.
Oh, Conan's cock. Yeah. No.
Oh, you thought I meant Deion's cock?
No, not Deion's.
Dude, I'm not.
We don't got time for that.
Chill. I'm not. Trinae, by the way, if I'm making a gay joke, you have to laugh out loud or I don't get credit for a gay person being in the room. Thank you. It's official.
Is it gay to see someone's cock?
Well, to ask for it is...
I mean...
It's a little questionable. Let me tell you what Trinae... Here's the answer. Trinae, would you ever ask to see someone's cock?
No.
So that's how you know it's gay. Because she is the gayest ever and she only likes women and she would never want to see a cock ever in life. No, but that was cool and I love that you didn't know he was on Black-ish. That shows that like you really know his other show and just his history.
Yeah.
Because he's right now Syfe. He is in scorch mode because of Black-ish.
Right.
That show's so popping and critically acclaimed.
Now that I think about it, I did hear something about Black-ish, but I thought he left to do Angie Tribeca. I didn't know he was on both.
Well, he told that to us that he was working on Angie Tribeca first. And then thought he was just going to write the other show. And then like, do you want to be on it? And so then he has two TV shows all of a sudden.
Crazy.
So big ups to him. That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
What's new? What's happening, Syfe?
What's new? Shout out to Monster Energy.
All right. That's it? You're going straight to the shout outs, huh?
I mean, you know, they support. I got a new agent.
You do?
Thanks to you.
Wait, no. Is it true?
Yeah.
You signed?
I signed.
Oh, my God. That's Major.
Yeah, Major.
Who's your team? You have a team?
I met a couple of them yesterday.
Okay, who are we talking about?
So there's a guy named Matt, I believe his name is Sorger.
Yep, Matt Sorger, okay.
Matt Sorger in New York.
I assume.
What was that?
But I don't know if he's actually a Jew. I assume he is.
I met with a girl named Eve Pierre.
I don't know her.
Who used to work at Def Jam back in the days. I know her from back then.
Okay.
So that was good to have an
relation
ally.
To Harv Pierre.
Huh?
Relation to Harv Pierre?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I made it up.
Could be.
All right. Who else?
So I met her yesterday. And then a guy from L.A., Will Horowitz.
Oh, yes. I know Will also.
Yeah. Everyone speaks very highly of you.
I know. Well, is that true? Am I really talked about as highly as I would think of? I would think they would.
I mean, they did yesterday.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Maybe because I was there. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't imagine they were having the conversation just randomly.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they brought it up, it was probably for your own edification. Yeah, you didn't just walk in. They're like, oh, you know what? We were just talking about how fucking great Rosenberg is.
Yeah, so thanks for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad.
So now what is... So...
Nothing's going to happen. Now you just sit.
No, I just hang out.
And just wait. Nothing happens. No, no, no. Actually, this is a great talk to have on One App.
Okay.
Because the agent relationship, if you... First of all, let's start here. If you deem, knowing me as you do, that my run has been better since agent, which I'm guessing you would say yes.
Yeah.
Then my advice is then valid. So I'm guessing. So my advice, I think, is valid.
Okay.
Which is unnecessary to give because it's what you would do anyway. Which is just have a relationship, but like a real relationship.
Yeah.
Like that's. I went out. You know, remember that first year? I went out to LA. You know, mostly to spend time with them or take meetings. They got me.
Yeah.
Like 8 or 9 times over the course of a year.
Right.
Now it ended up with me then getting a job on ESPN 20 blocks from my apartment, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But that was really. The end of that year of like, I'm going to just be in their face enough.
That job at ESPN came from your agent?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Even though it's radio. Because it's not really a radio job. It's really just an ESPN job. And they ended up putting me in radio.
Got it.
So that it came from just my agents.
Right.
Not my radio agent. Yeah. So I think it's just about having, I mean, you know how close me and Dip are.
Yeah.
Like he's legit one of my best friends. It just
you
sort of happens
like
organically.
Really close.
Me and Dip?
Like you guys made like friends.
No, we're like, he's one of my best friends. He's hung out with Trinae many times. That's how you know it's real.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I mean, I stay at his place. We're friends. So I'm not saying that you're necessarily going to be literally... I mean, that's a random bond that we happen to have.
I'm pretty much friends with a lot of people like, but you are, that I work with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you also... Except for me. And that's it, though. Pretty much everyone else except me.
No, what do you mean? I'm friends with you.
Friends with Jace.
You just piss me off on a regular basis.
That's a good point. Including recently. No, but... but that's awesome. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, so thank you.
All right, no, you're more than welcome. I'm glad it worked out. I didn't know that they like you. Honestly, I mean, all I said was he's really good and he's my friend.
I think Dipperstein.
Dipperstein probably gave you the extra.
Definitely when I spoke to him, I didn't have to sell myself as much because he listens to this, obviously.
Somewhat.
Well, he knows to sound like he listens to this.
About to say, he's an agent.
And, was bigging me up. All agents fluff you.
Yes.
But his felt like it was fluff with some genuine shit in there.
Yes.
And I appreciated that.
Well, yeah, I think the genuine shit, our relationship is such that if someone he knows is like a major player in my life, he off top is coming in thinking, like whenever he talks about, like Cypher Sounds, blah, 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 and he's like, oh, Cypher Sounds is my genre.
Yeah.
Like every time he mentioned him. So anyway,
but, I also attacked that meeting. Like,
you did.
But this
what'd you do? Were you like Khaled? You like stand up and like start screaming?
No. I attacked it Cypher Sound style. Like, I've been feeling really down lately, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been
even put up a somewhat emo Instagram post.
The RZA book?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit. But I wrote RZA and told him his book helped me, and he wrote back some enlightenment shit.
Whoa,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I wish you could read it. Is it too private?
Yeah, I can't read it.
Damn.
But it's dope. It's short, but it's dope.
Okay.
But it's from the, you know what I'm saying?
I'm aware.
But whatever. Anyway. Mage. So I just been like attacking shit lately in the Cypher Sounds way, not being fake loud for no reason. Like, I went in there and explained the amount of hard work I would do. I just need to be put in the game. I don't know when these meetings, I don't know when these auditions happen. You can't get me on the show, but just let me know when the auditions are. Like for like when the Daily Show changed host, there was a bunch of new writers or correspondents. When was that audition? I would have liked to have tried out.
Right.
When was the nightly show, which would have fit me perfectly at the time, you know?
Yes.
When is Just for Laughs Montreal Comedy Festival auditions? I just want an audition. If I don't get it, fine. But I don't even know when they are. Then all of a sudden, every comic I know is like talking about it. Oh, I got into Montreal. I'm going to Montreal. I'm like, fuck, how do you?
I know exactly. Well, no, listen, you just want an even playing field.
And the thing is, here's my problem. I'm half in music, half in comedy. So in order to be in comedy, you have to be 100% in to know everything that's going on. But I can't be because I'm still doing this other shit, right? So I'm good on stage. I'm good with, like, people I deal with, like Rachel Feinstein. I opened up her special that Amy Schumer produced, and I met Comedy Central people, but it was through Rachel, not Comedy Central. I want to get Comedy Central to be like, oh, we should get this guy.
Right, you know, or a proper meeting with Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, so.
By the way, Rachel, fuck her, you know?
Why?
Well, she hasn't been here.
Okay.
I've texted her multiple times and been like, yo, can
she wrote back?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's not a real fuck her.
No, if she wrote back and she didn't come, fuck her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
If she didn't write back and maybe it was a new number.
Let's call and see if she answers. What do you think? I think she's too
high. No, I wouldn't call.
Why?
Nah.
Okay.
She's busy.
All right.
She's like editing a pilot or some shit.
Oh. Yeah. Like a little, you're acting like something terrible happened.
No. I just know. I saw her last night and she's like, oh my God, I got to get up early and edit this pilot.
Oh, so it'll literally be an annoying. It'll be like, oh. I thought you were like, I know for a fact she's fucking right now.
No. What time is it?
That you were
this is a fuck time right now.
When you saw how serious he got, right? He was like, no, I wouldn't do that.
No,
like,
only because I literally saw
sorry,
it. Sorry,
yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay, so.
Oh, I called Hannibal to do something for the Joking Off show I was working on.
And he thought you were just calling for the podcast?
I call and he answers, am I on a podcast?
Should we do it again? Should I do it again right now? Why? He now knows.
I'll call somebody else.
But he's such a good regular. I mean, he's huge, dude. Hannibal's one of our biggest star friends.
Who else could we call? Anyway, so yeah, shout out to ICM.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna do just to be funny, just be an asshole. This is risky. You might say no, don't do it, but I think it's funny and he'll probably like it.
Who?
Scooter. I wanted to call the busiest person I know just for no reason until the day.
Fuck about Scooter?
No, well, don't be mean about
it. No, I mean, I don't give a fuck about calling him.
Let's see. Scooter Braun is Justin Bieber's manager.
They know who Scooter Braun is.
Everyone knows who he is now?
Yes.
Trinae, you know who he is?
The person you have called is unavailable right now.
He didn't even think about it.
I apologize.
Was that a sent to voicemail? Because I think it rang first.
Oh, I don't have headphones.
I think it was a and just instant hang up.
Yeah.
That was really hurtful. Wow. Oof, that took a second.
Does that hurt?
No. Scooter, honestly, Scooter is so... Scooter's... You know what? No, let me say this. Scooter makes perfect sense. He's always responsive. And that's okay. why he's Scooter. He may... I'm not saying that if I needed a favor, he'd then be responsive on the favor. But on the first hit of like, yo, he's going to instantly get back. What, yes. what the follow-up is...
Is no.
It might be a no or then a fade.
Yeah.
But he's at least going to be like, yo, what's good? And then you're like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, hold on. I'm going to have blah, 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 blah call you.
Right.
Or I'm going to do this.
Yeah, that's how I had Pitbull yesterday for something.
Call Pitbull now.
Yeah, he doesn't answer.
Who answers?
It's text.
Well, have you tried calling?
Yeah, there's never an answer. There's never an answer.
Who could
I call? It's a text, though. Text back right away. Not right away, but always.
Who could I call?
But whenever I asked him, he was like, would love to, can't, love you.
Is that what he said?
Yeah,
that's basically. Really, God, that's a nice guy. Hold on, Sif. I want to find someone good. Contacts. All right, let's see. Let's go through here. No, Peter. Questlove. You know what? I wouldn't mind calling Questlove. A, because I don't think he's an answer, right?
Mm.
But B, if he does answer, there's shit I like to talk to him about. Like, I wouldn't mind asking him about... we haven't talked about Prince at all.
What's there to talk about?
I mean, how mage he was. You know, sometimes, you know, for me, when people die, I'm not Mr. C or anything, but I relish the death.
Well, how did he die? Did they ever say how, like, he officially died?
It didn't become official yet, but everyone knows it's this prescription drug stuff.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know anything.
I'm out the loop.
Like, you know, in life, but like in life. Are you aware of Donald Trump?
I wear Donald Trump. I'm a fan.
What I know you are. People yeah. really think you like him. What is the place that we're at in the election? Do you know?
Can I? Yeah, I know where I know where we are in the election.
Really?
But I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because every comedian talks about the election.
That's the only reason you know.
And no, I get like CNN news reports
on your phone.
Yeah, but I didn't get a CNN news report about the actual.
Is Bernie still in the race?
From what I know, yeah.
Okay.
But it's he just won Indiana.
And West Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're caught up.
But yo, I fuck with not Trump. I don't like Trump.
What do you mean you fuck with Trump? Is this
I don't like
Wow, this show's about to go left real quick.
No, I'm telling you. Because I believe the political system is bullshit.
Okay.
And finally, there's somebody who is like bullshitting the whole fucking system.
So you don't agree with his insane things about
no,
policy?
No. I don't agree with anyone's policy. It's all bullshit.
Right. You don't care about people's policy.
Yeah. I like the fact that the whole system's getting shook up by a madman. Like, I like watching
You're enjoying
that.
This.
Listen, I lay low and pay my taxes. That's how I tell you this before. I don't vote. I lay low, pay my taxes, stay out of the way. Because it doesn't matter. Literally, we lost our shit for Obama. And... All the Congress, the old white men that run D.C. were like, all right, next 4 years, we're going to put everything on hold and fuck this guy's presidency up. You know what I'm saying? And then he got reelected. They were like, all right, 4 more years. Every which way we can stop him from making progress, that's our agenda.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what happened.
So it's all bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So fucking... These dynasties, the Bush dynasty, the Clinton dynasty.
You're enjoying seeing them get fucked. Even if what the guy's saying, and even if it appears to be like an Ali G show that you're watching.
Yeah.
It's like unbelievable entertainment. Yeah, like, exactly. Is this fucking happening?
Exactly.
I don't disagree with that part at all.
And I think Trump is like, it's like, you know, besides, the thing that's killing Trump is like the racist shit. You know what I'm saying? But when like... regular Americans say, we just need a guy to fucking go in there and clean it up. Kill ISIS. Fuck China. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who Trump is. Like, there's finally a guy saying all that shit.
Yes.
And it's fucking hilarious.
No, it is. That's why I just said, I was like, can this just end so the movie can start getting made about this?
It's hilarious.
Like, this can't be, this whole election, when it got to the stuff about dick size...
But,
like, there have been stories that are amazing that you can't believe happened.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the whole political system is like...
It's upside down.
They have all been so inside for so long, and then some outsider comes with some randomness. You know what I'm saying? Even Obama, even though he's our first black president, he wasn't an outsider. He was playing in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, even Bernie's not an outsider. People think that. He's not an outsider. Like, by the way, guys, I want everyone to be clear. I despise Trump. But there's no arguing. He is the only true outsider who's there, who was there at this election.
And the
or it was irrelevant at
the
all.
The shit you love about wrestling.
This is wrestling.
Yeah, this is wrestling.
And,
popping,
guys.
And oh, there she
Hi,
is.
Laura
Stiles.
Hi.
Laura Stiles walks in.
Bernie has the closest views I would have if I cared about politics.
Exactly. You guys are talking about politics?
Hold on. But, you there? Try again.
I see you guys are talking about politics.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's all bullshit.
He's talking about how he's enjoying watching Trump throw the whole thing on its head because it's just hilarious. Because to see these people are trying to hang on to control of this system and he's ruining it. And then there's the double part of it, right? So the Democrats, like liberals are obviously all pissed off because we hate him. But then the Republicans are all pissed off because they don't want him to represent them.
Yeah, because they have a clown representing him.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's where it gets... But here's the only problem, Sife, right? So it's amazing. It's hilarious. And I agree with that. And then you end up in a situation where the other day I'm in Las Vegas for the Canelo Khan fight. Had a great time. Brought my wife. We are coming home. Saw Russell Peters, by the way. He says hello.
Hello.
Saw Lennox Lewis also. He didn't say hello, but he's there.
He said cheerio.
And Tyson. He said cheerio, mate. And
did Kiki say hi?
I didn't see Kiki. I would have. I didn't see Kiki.
Mike Tyson's wife. That's my friend.
Yeah, I didn't see her. She was gone. I went to his show, and then when I went backstage, she was gone.
I was really upset at Mike Tyson because he posted a photo on Instagram with like a chick from Love & Hip Hop.
Well, then guess who you're upset with.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Guess who you're upset with then. Do you have Kiki's phone number?
No.
I was going to say, text her and tell her you don't like it because that's definitely who posted it.
She posted it?
I'm sure.
Why?
You might didn't know that. You think Mike Tyson would know who a Love & Hip Hop person was? He doesn't know who anyone is.
For a pug.
I saw her too.
Ugh.
I don't know. Someone owed someone a favor. Anyway, so I'm walking out of the casino to leave on Sunday morning at 9:00.
Yeah.
And Alexa wanted some MGM shirt that just had a picture of a lion on it that she liked. Okay. So I go to get my winnings from the sports book because I bet the Portland Trailblazers like a smart person the day before. So
you win.
I won. I bet 50. I got back. They gave me back 117. So I won $67.
Okay.
So I'm walking back, collecting my money. I was very upset when I was there the night before at midnight and it was closed. That was very annoying because I had to go in the morning. Sorry. This is unnecessary. I'm walking. Alexa's just standing at the counter holding her bags because we're about to go to the airport. But like, she's just having a conversation. And I'm
I know this story.
Our Uber's coming. What the fuck's going on? So I go up to her and I'm like, I like start paying attention for a second to see what they're talking about. And the first thing I hear this woman behind the counter at the MGM saying to my wife is, he doesn't want to build a wall to keep out good people. He wants to keep the people out who are going to take jobs from good, hardworking people like us. It's not about bad people. You know, my granddaughter is Mexican, and I was like, I literally just thought, I didn't even think about what she was saying. I didn't give one shit. You would think, I think knowing me, I would think I'm just going to be like, are you insane? I was literally just like, I said, Alexa, it's 9:00. I was like, why are you having a Trump conversation with this woman? What the fuck is going on here? How did this come up? Like, why? There's a random lady at the MGM counter who sells cigarettes and water all day, and you're having a conversation about Donald Trump? And she's like, we're walking out, and I'm like, well, what the hell was that about? She's like, she asked me where I was from, and I said New York. And she said, and the woman said, well, who are people for president in New York? And Alexa was like, well, Democrats are for Hillary, and some Republicans are for Trump, I guess. And then she just went into a tirade about like New York values and Donald Trump. So my point is, it does get scary when you realize that there is like at least a decent amount of people who don't see it for the funny at all. They're just straight up yes. Like
I already know that.
I know, but that you always have believed that that part of the population exists.
Yes.
There are people like me who somehow,
We wanted not to believe.
Yeah,
wait, am I making sense? Yeah, we want it not to believe. Yeah.
I know, but I when I see them actually out loud.
That's America, man.
It is.
America.
I know.
It's fucking real. It's not bullshit.
And you know what it is too? It's like, well, I don't know. Like me, I've never really, I've traveled to many countries, but not too many states. So when I've been to, and I always go to fucking Atlanta or like Miami, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
hot
spots.
When you go to like Huntsville, Alabama, and you experience and you see how people still fucking think, you're like, what is happening? It's 2016.
Yo, I have my daughter's 1-year-old birthday.
Here we go.
Combined with my birthday, right? But it's definitely more about my daughter. And I get there
I didn't get invited to it either.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't.
I sent you an email.
You did?
Yes. Anyway.
I'll be searching right now.
So I'm
Where's
setting up.
Where's the flex bomb when I need it?
I know.
I'm setting up like the speaker so like there's music playing and stuff. And my wife's I guess one of her uncles and one of her other uncles. One's white, one's Filipino. One's uncle through marriage and one's her uncle. And they're like, I'm setting up so they don't really pay attention to me. They're talking about, they both went to Trump rallies. And they both went to Trump rallies. And then they were like, they were
And let me guess, they weren't there to make fun of it and make a video for the internet.
They were both testing the waters with each other.
And you were listening.
Yeah. And they're like, I was with my manager and I looked at him like,
you were with Neil?
Yo. Yeah, Neil. And then they're like, no, I wanted to see how it was. And the other guy's like, yeah, I know, you know, it's you know, he's so charismatic. And then they're like, yeah, it was pretty good, right? Yeah, no, he made sense. And I was like, holy shit, oh, what's happening? Shit.
That's amazing.
But I never, you know, I'm not close to those people. Like,
but that's so crazy. Like, that's,
those, but it was in my face.
That's your
it
family.
Was in my fam.
That's
wait,
your family.
And wait, it was one was, what was the racial?
One was white and one was Filipino.
Yeah.
Filipino.
Well, both.
Why does your wife have evil white devils in her family?
I don't know, man. Marriage.
Ugh, makes marriage. Me fucking sick.
So, yeah. So, like, that's the shit, man. It's
what's
out
white
there.
Spelled backwards?
E.
Devil. I'm sorry. I think that's the funniest shit ever.
What is that? What's that from?
I don't know, but I liked it. It worked out. I played into it, so it really made it perfect.
I think it's like a Dave Chappelle thing. I don't know. It's so funny.
Man,
that's crazy, yo.
That is.
I'm telling you. So I fuck with it, yo. I fuck
Trinae, let's can we see what the hood is thinking about?
Yeah.
What's the hood saying about the election?
What is the how does the hood feel about Trump?
Yeah, talk to us.
I don't affiliate myself with anybody from the hood.
Okay, I know you don't.
Like
but
yeah, but you're a hood specialist. You
are a hood.
Like him. Why don't you like him?
You don't like Trump.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because he's a douche.
Okay.
That's actually pretty real. I mean, in this case, normally when people say that, you
that's
have to
accurate.
Go, give me more information. I don't know that I need that much more information.
That's accurate. Yeah.
But are there, do you?
Have, I mean, like, you mistake 9/11 for 7/11. Like, you're a comedian.
He listen. They
so
both
you
have.
Bring him to UCB.
They both
that's
have.
Not, that's not a reason though. That's just a word.
That could just be a flub. Do you have real reasons to not like him? Do you know anything? Do you know any of his policy ideas?
I don't know. I stopped following the whole thing.
Well,
I voted for Bernie. I was Team Bernie. It was.
You were Team Bernie.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
You voted.
Every year, I work the polls and everything.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't know if you know this. She is an 85-year-old Jewish woman.
Yeah, throw some respect on her name.
Exactly. She works the polls. Well, not in that way. Polls, that would not happen. She works the political. Yeah. By the way, the two different versions of working the polls are utterly different. So, but you don't know what any people know. Is there a general thought that you've overheard or you haven't heard anyone talking about the election?
No, seriously, is nobody in my
circle
that, no.
Are you high?
No.
Is it 55% of the country does vote or doesn't vote?
What'd you say?
I forget if it's 55% of the country either does vote or doesn't vote.
Either way, it's not.
It's horrible. Either
it's
way.
Half full or half empty, safe either way.
Yeah, no matter how you cut it. Laura, are you going to vote absent? Oh, no, you vote here.
I voted.
You already voted. Mm-hmm. You'll vote.
Who would you vote for?
I didn't really say who I voted for.
Why? Yeah,
fuck?
I said it in my family, though, but I didn't say it publicly.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if I'd say it on one app. You know, because
I haven't said it yet.
You voted for Bernie.
How would you say such a thing?
I just know you did.
What about Ballard sending me threats to vote for Bernie?
Yeah, Ballard, fucking lunatic. Sending text messages day of like, time to vote for Bernie.
Listen,
feel the burn. I'm like,
Ballard
shut the fuck up.
Never text me. He's like, hey, sweetheart. Sweetheart, just want to know. You hope you're ready to vote. You know, feel the burn. And then he sends me like emojis of little old white man. I'm like,
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
There's an emoji of a little old white man? Yeah. That's pretty much.
With flames next to it.
It doesn't matter if Trump becomes... Look, Trump becomes president, right?
Okay.
Trump becomes president. All the wild shit he talks. Congress is going to do the same thing they did to him that they did to Obama, but it's going to be more fucking vicious.
Oh, yeah, because the Republicans and Democrats will be on the same side.
Yeah.
They're going to give him the Skepta.
Shut down! Everybody want to shut down, daddy! That's what it's going to be. Shut
and
down.
And whatever he has control of, he's going to spaz out. And the other things where he has to get it through Congress and all that is going to be a fucking full stop. Gate closed.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
So you're not worried about it. Doesn't scare you.
Does it? It's all
bullshit. Well, Saif, I hope you enjoy. As someone who's appreciated the comedy of it so far, I hope you really sit back and try to take a minute to watch. Like, I think the moment of these debates is going to be mage comedy.
Which ones? Hillary
when,
and...
When Hillary and Trump start Trump. Going? Like, yo, it's going to be historic. It's it going to be... Their eyeballs, they're going to get well, on those you, fucking
because
debates.
Because even, you don't even, have to even watch the Hillary-Bernie debates were awesome.
Yeah, there was... There's
you just watch the highlights the next day.
Yeah, they are pretty... It's like sport. It really is sports. It's
fun. You just watch the highlights. You get the funny shit.
Look, nowadays you can get highlights on Baller what? Alert.
Oh, yeah, you're watching Baller Alert.
Shade Room.
They cover it?
Yes.
Oh, what perfect. Bernie wants to do, he should still be able to do, but it's not going to be done as president. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to do it, but the things he wants to do aren't everything. That, when presidents run for president or candidates run for president, the things they're promising aren't things they can even do.
No,
it's like, what fucking kills me.
It's like when you run for. Class president, and you promise you're going to get a new food in the cafeteria.
Yeah, pizza.
That's
pizza.
Not an option can for the guys, fifth grade president.
Guys, can I tell you something? I was that person. I was it's in sixth grade happen. Promising pizza for the entire class.
Did you win?
No, I failed miserably.
And you lost?
Mm-hmm.
I won. I was vice president in fifth grade. I've said this before on one I've seen, I'm sure, but my motto was based on the Spike Lee film. I even stole the font, and it said, do the right thing. Mm. Vote for Peter Rosenberg. And then year two... That was vice president. Year two, I ran for president. And my catchphrase was, you did it once, now do it again.
Oh, God.
Do the right thing. Vote Peter Rosenberg for president.
Hey, guys, can I plug in my new podcast that's coming up?
Bomb drop.
Yeah, I have a podcast.
Mage.
No, it's not a thing.
I don't know if you guys are going to be into it, though, because it's all girl talk.
I know. Yeah. Well, and by the way, it sounds like really graphic girl
it's
talk.
Called Improper Etiquette. It's me and my friend Leah McSweeney. Do you know Leah?
Mm-hmm. We've already had this discussion about your podcast.
All right.
Well, you know, nobody on Juan Epstein knows.
Yeah, don't be mean.
So,
When's it coming out?
Or on just Friday. Be aware.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Thanks for the information.
Yeah, well, I sent you the first couple episodes and you I never gave me feedback. Piece no, of shit. Yeah, what kind of friend are you?
I don't know. I kind of have faith that you can do a podcast.
You're so
I'm impressed that you can do more than one at a time.
Who?
Her.
What do you mean?
We can't do that.
What do you mean do more than one at a time?
If she sent you a few.
Oh, then she got them in the done. Yeah,
she
sent me two.
Why don't we stop recording right now?
Yeah.
No.
And then start again and do two right now.
It's genius. I know. It actually makes sense. I thought you were going to say, let's start and play Laura's podcast.
I'll let you guys know. I'll have you tweet it out.
I'm being serious.
Yes.
Your amount of experience that you have, I wasn't like... I'll listen to it over time, but like you're gonna start off just fine.
Yeah,
okay?
You're fine.
Mm. You know what you're doing, okay?
It's fun. It's a bunch of girl talk though.
Okay.
You
saying who's the first guest?
I don't have a first guest.
No. They're just talking about pussies and stuff.
What are you talking about the first episode?
I talk about my my trip to Miami to see Birdman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my experience.
Oh, hold on. Does it sound like girl talk?
Wait.
Can I just jump in and tell us that one part?
Yeah.
She fucked him.
Oh, okay.
No, so, I definitely did not fuck Birdman.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you told the story, I thought you said you
We weaved in and out of weird like topics. We do talk about, I had some pregnancy questions, some sex talk, some relationship stuff.
Are guys able to listen to this podcast?
I don't know. I think
Definitely girls will love it.
Yeah.
But guys.
I actually think guys would like it too, though.
Will it help guys get pussy?
It might.
Okay, then no guys will listen.
Okay.
There could be information on there.
Yeah.
All right, but you got to really let us know so we can get the full, like...
I will.
...push behind this.
I will.
It's going
to
be major.
Why didn't you bring your friend to be on 1UP as our guest
That's
to promote
what you should
it?
Probably do.
Okay, yeah. So I'll arrange that. See, I wasn't really planning on being a guest on 1UP today like I normally do. I just busted in.
I feel like that in your list of things to do in life, Laura, mm-hmm. numbers like 8 and 9 are show up on podcasts that I do. GP... She'll show up on this one. She'll retweet people who are like, yo, can you put Laura on GP? She'll retweet it and be like, see Rosenberg?
Because it baffles me how people actually gave a fuck of me being on GP. I don't know shit about
people
wrestling.
Think you're adorable. Saif, you have to watch the video. If you want to see one of the most adorable things Laura's ever done,
stupid.
You have to see her attempt to do
it's so stupid.
The handshake that me and Shawnee made up yesterday.
It's so dumb.
And Laura tries to do
I
it.
I might have saw that.
It is really so repug what she attempts to do.
It's really repug.
Yo, I need a comedy podcast. Okay. Or I need to do something comedy-wise.
You do.
What do you suggest?
You need to do a new version of the Comedy Corner, remember?
Yeah, I tried to do it on Tidal. It didn't work.
What happened? They shut you down?
No, we were trying to do it video-wise. And
fucking
the people
haters,
I had video editing never got finished it. I got a Neil Brennan interview video that's fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't.
What are you gonna do with it?
I don't know.
Well, what do you need? You need somebody to re-edit it?
I was just thinking about today. I don't even know where it is. I guess it's still at the guy. The guy has it.
You better go get that shit.
I know. So what do I do? What's a comedy?
What do you mean, to start a podcast?
But what should I do? I don't know. Like, do I start something brand
agent.
New?
You should get an agent.
I got an agent.
Exactly. So you have to
figure
it out.
Do I start something brand new? Do I do a one-up comedy spinoff?
Oh.
Because why not keep the one-up name?
The brand?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe we can do it. Well, then maybe
the Juaneb Comedy Corner.
Yeah, maybe we should just do that.
Juaneb Presents. I'd rather keep it in house. That way, sometimes you could be on it, but you don't have to be.
Right, right, right. If I'm here, I'll do it. If I'm not, I won't.
Well, here, this is Hot 97. I can't come here without you guys.
Well, I don't know. Probably.
You don't want to come out. You don't want to come here without us.
We are the most mage. Syph, have you listened to the Ferg album?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
This one right here.
I can't hear anything. Oh yeah.
It's tight. That's good vibes.
I think it'd be a hit for him. I think young Fergie could have a hit.
Ferg is out of here.
All right, so we'll discuss your podcast situation.
Yeah, let's figure out.
Peter Palooza dates, by the way, guys.
Dates?
When is that?
Two
Peter Paloozas.
Two Peter Paloozas.
Do you want to go to DC for his Peter Palooza?
Yeah, do you want to go to the one in DC?
Yeah.
Maybe you could host it.
Please, can I host it too?
Yeah, maybe I can have it just hosted by you guys. Well,
yeah, because I don't really want to go with.
What?
I got invited to go with somebody else. I really don't want to go with them.
Marissa?
No, I love, you know, I love Marissa.
Well, you don't have to hide this. Marissa's whole life is on podcast.
I love Marissa Mendez,
aka Maddie Monroe.
The thing is that I love Marissa Mendez, but she's like, yeah, you can come with me in the squad.
No, you're not going with her and the squad.
Yeah, well, I'm not really.
I saw Marissa at South By. I saw Marissa.
Yes.
I saw her not in the backstage area. Okay. I went and got her a pass, got her in.
Yeah.
You know.
Never saw her again.
Love. No, it's love.
You love her.
But I'm not.
I know, of course.
Damn, that's what I'm saying.
It's love, yo.
No, you don't want to sign up for
when
that.
When I see her, I'm like, oh, it's about
the
to pop
off. For the record, really like Maddie, though.
No, listen, I've hung out with her in LA now multiple times. Love seeing her. Find a way to do it. Without fail, in this case, it probably won't be that because I guess she's probably bringing girls. But without fail, when I see her, and sometimes there are people that I love. But so forget the fact that I do love some of the people. But it's always showing up with like four dudes.
Well,
there's
the
always
thing.
A thing.
I don't
that
like
makes
random
it.
People, and she's a queen of bringing random people.
And yes, that's the thing. So she has,
I don't like
so
that.
We have a couple of mutual friends who are amazing, right? Mike Zombie and Chill Moody.
Yeah.
They're no problem.
Right.
I love them. But then there's always like a couple other stragglers.
Yeah, I don't
always.
Like extra attachments. I don't like that.
So, anyways, July 23rd, we're going to do DC.
July 23rd. Okay.
Yes, it's headlined by a New York artist. I guess I'll probably announce any time. I think it's almost done. So and then I'm finishing up the August 6th one in New York.
Okay.
I had to move things around. I couldn't do New York July 23rd because Panoramic's here.
I remember that, yeah. Can I do a set?
Oh, well,
DJ
yes.
set, of course.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to shake whatever stadium that is.
Exactly.
Yeah,
especially
let me shake
especially because, actually, you could probably do both because, to be honest, I'm not I don't think I'm going to overfill the bills with listed people because each one's going to be headlined by someone who's going to sell enough tickets.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have a lot of features and shit.
Yeah.
But I think we could have room. I think I can work on that.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
Do you get annoyed when I retweet people telling me to bring you back on your podcast?
Of course not. There's nothing you do that annoys me except when you last week yelled at me and then walked the other direction.
Why she yelled at you?
I can't. It's an inside work stuff. So I don't want to say it on the air, but I will say, Syph, I didn't really know what was happening.
What's his name? Don't work here no more.
Dion.
Yeah, Dion don't work here no more.
You mean his cousin can't report random things?
You can say stuff on the podcast now and not get fucking fired.
No, this.
Let's just say this. You know how I am, Syph. I'm the coolest, right? But when it comes to work stuff and serious shit and I feel like there's an injustice going on, I will check you.
Yes,
she
will. So she was checking a situation. I was just being an asshole and not paying attention. So while she's really trying to be serious, I was just sitting in that seat going, you're mean, like on my phone, not even looking. I'm just like, you're mean. Stop being mean. Didn't give a shit about what's happening. Just be an asshole. And then afterwards, when she explained to me why she was really mad, I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was like an actual thing that was going on because I'm an idiot. And she screamed at me for like 40 seconds straight. This is outside the ground. 40 seconds straight, just yells and then turns around and walks off TV show style. Just turned her back
I
and walked
I screamed on Rosenberg recently.
I was like, Syph, I was like, you know why? This is why. Because you're part of the fucking problem.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
How about that? You're part of the fucking problem. And I turned around and walked away.
And I literally.
Yeah, that's rough.
This only speaks to my love for Laura. I literally was like, wow. That was a lot. Just walked. I did not to say I didn't care about her feelings. I did. It made me realize that what she was upset about, but I wasn't offended. I was just like, wow, she's really ticked off that one.
But then I text you later. I was like, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Unnecessary. Didn't even have to, but it was very funny. Yeah, you yelled at me recently.
I yelled at him recently.
But it wasn't
on the street. On the street.
Oh, yeah. Street.
Yeah. But it wasn't said, like a...
You're good for really, another street yell.
Oh, apparently.
What's this shit happening with B-Dot?
Oh,
somebody...
How did, I didn't even hear about something so insignificant.
I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I ran into somebody who brought it up and was laughing about it. And I've read a couple of them. I was like, oh, these are pretty good.
Which one? Mine?
Yeah.
Mine were good.
Yeah,
they were pretty good. I thought I was actually, it was kind of
when
destruction.
When you want to spit venom, you do. I respect it.
I just said all you got to do is kiss the ring and yield the fucking greatness.
How did it start? What was the problem?
You're such a psycho.
Here's what happened. Because I really decided I was over podcast beef. Like, for real, like, you and I treat this too much of a hobby for me to actually get competitive.
That's why I get mad at you when you entertain
stupid,
things like
right?
that.
It's stupid, right? I'm like, stop. Someone said something like, Elliot be out there talking shit.
Random person?
Random person. Okay. You know the internet instigators.
I don't know them.
It happens. But he said, Elliot's out there talking shit, blah, 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 but they need to appreciate, you know, One Ep's there first, and y'all already had the original Jay-Z interview. Apparently, something I've heard on Twitter is that, like, between Elliot and Nori's podcast, like, I guess different people have talked about, like, scoring the Jay-Z interview.
Yeah.
So, of which a lot of people have jumped in randomly and been like, no one's scoring the first one. It already happened.
And who cares?
And who cares? He can do a million interviews. That's not how the game works. But just to be clear, the really long-form inside hip-hop Jay-Z interview did happen 5 years ago.
Yep.
So I said, nah, Elliot shows love, because Elliot does always show love. I wrote, nah, Elliot shows love, but like, you know, but cats do need to appreciate that the Hove interview already happened. Or something like that. It wasn't mean. It wasn't. It's not even the word cats. That's a little bit too rough for what it even was. And someone retweeted to me or something that B-Dot then wrote, stop celebrating. You know, these sublims on the internet. I mean, this is the time we live in. People got to, you know, why are you always celebrating old touchdowns or something like that?
Yeah, four touchdowns, one game. Polk high.
And someone posted that picture.
Oh, really?
I loved it. I love that insult. Someone took B-Dot's tweet. That's how I heard about it. Retweeted it and posted the picture of Al Bundy.
I love that. Right? I love Al Bundy.
Now, two things. That is a brilliant tweet, and it's hilarious.
Wait, that's a dig on you, though.
Yes, okay, except hold on. Al Bundy worked at a shoe store and was talking about a football game.
Yeah.
I do stuff bigger than podcasts, and I'm talking about my podcast.
Yeah.
So it's not the same, but I appreciate it. So I said, I just said something to B-Dot like, listen, how about you fucking kiss the ring and bow down to greatness? we fathered this, and
yeah,
you're my son,
and
I'm proud of you that you're doing this. And then he said something silly back, and I was like, bro, I got to go. I have to be on ESPN in 2 hours. I need to nap.
No, you have to go to my second salaried job.
Yeah, you forgot that part.
That is good. Yo, whoever wrote for me that day was on fire. And then the last one, then he said one more thing, talking shit that was like way over the top, like, yo, the game needs me. I'm like some really aggressive, not mean. He was never like over the top. He can be a dick. He wasn't that being a super dick, but he was like, oh, you know, whatever. It was light. And I just wrote, you're fucking adorable. And that was it.
Yeah,
I checked out.
I saw that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're impressed. Funny. I didn't even know I was
being
funny.
Stop entertaining this shit, though. Stupid.
Okay, I won't. My brother always yells at me.
Yeah. I yell at you at your bro all the time.
I mean.
Stop the fuckery.
That's funny though. Like,
that's the thing. It wasn't bad. I think it's bad if I get into like.
No, it's bad when you get emotional and start
saying like really offensive shit.
Yeah.
Like it's not worth. No part of this conversation can be worth getting really offensive.
All right.
I promise I won't do that.
Okay.
I think even if someone said something really mean, I don't think I'd at this point go. I can't. Also, I'm literally the Disney shit. I can't be on Twitter being like, "Yo, I'm gonna come see you. I'm gonna slap you." I none of those things.
Finally. Finally, there's a way to contain your emotional
your recklessness.
Fucking Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse got you on check, yo.
Literally, Mickey on my check has me in check.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I got to be mindful.
Mickey's going to yell at you in the street.
Cypher, there
how is Nori?
Mickey will yell and walk away too?
Yeah.
What do you say, Zai?
How is Nori's podcast? I'm hearing a lot of feedback.
I listen to...
heard it's funny.
I listened to one with KRS and it was fucking dope.
He's awesome. He came here for an interview, ended up interviewing us, and it was awesome.
The only thing I'm mad about with Nori's podcast that I didn't think of doing it and being involved in it. Because like we've thought he was he's been on the show like we've had on One Ep like 40 times. So I just feel like I've seen him a million times, always think he's hilarious. And I'm mad I didn't think. Instead, I got this dickhead Joe Budden with he's got one of the most popular podcasts in the world. He's a pain in my ass. We don't even work together anymore. I mean, he just does the podcast, but still.
But it's still under the Rosenberg Radio umbrella, right?
You got it right, it is. Just know. I don't get money for it, but I'm keeping my fucking name on it. Just know. But Nori, so much easier to deal with than Joe. I mean, except for the one time you wanted to beat me up. But no, that was fast.
I think it would be the same thing.
But Nori in a more fun way. He'd be less surly.
The stress would be more funny, yeah.
It would be more funny stress. Yeah. But he may, but like with Joe, there's no chance Joe's going to like one day get really pissed. I'm like, you know what, Rosenberg? I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Nori, if he got really pissed off for like a day, could say that. He did it once before. He's a bit apologetic about it, but it was hilarious. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
It was Sife's fault.
Was it my fault?
No. It was really Ebro's fault.
No one's gotten that mad at me that they've threatened to hit me.
By the way, I'm such a bitch. First of all, I love Nori, so whatever. I'm glad I was a bitch, but what other option did I have? He yelled at me. He was screaming at me and blaming me for him not coming on the show. When I was like, nah, Ebro doesn't want us to have like random our friend artists pop in at like 7:30 in the morning. We can't do it.
Yeah.
And like it really was, why would I ever not want Nori on the show, right? You know, we weren't good friends yet. Like we knew each other. Yeah. I consider us to be like pretty good buds at this point.
That's what annoys me when you randomly want Keith Murray to call in. I'm like, no, why? It's not good time for that.
I know. I like rapper friends that I like to just randomly call. Keith Murray's Sife.
I would say in hindsight.
Yes.
That us following every Ebro rule hurt us.
Yes.
Because we should have broke the rules and had Nori saying some wild shit.
Yep.
And it would have got... on whatever was World Star back then or on YouTube or retweeted. You know what I'm saying? So in hindsight, like we were trying to follow the rules so much.
Well, no, I mean, Sife, but I say this with all due respect. When you were in job mode, you were king rule follower.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're the leader, right? You know, if you've been like, hey, let's go left, I'm king of go left.
That's pre-therapy.
Pre-therapy. Though. No, you were literally just like, yo,
company man.
You were company man.
Yeah.
You were a solid jock who did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
I can be that, but I can be the devil over the shoulder of like, fuck it, we should try it.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I don't know if Nori would have been that thing. Maybe it would have been, though. Who knows?
Why not? We don't know, but.
And then, by the way, so the way it ended was, so Nori's calling me. I'm shooting Hip Hop Squares, which at the time, even though now it is looked at as a piece of history that never even happened. At the time, Hip Hop Squares was a big deal. And I'd never been the host of a show, so I'm on set in my green room, blah, blah, blah. And fucking Nori's calling me. And like, bro, I'm gonna kick your ass. You're fucking Rosenberg. You're a piece of shit. Blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Call it Ebro. I'm calling Sife. Sway is sitting there talking to me. I'm like, I don't know. Nori's gonna kill me. And then I ended up being like, Nori, listen. I somehow made it fixed. And I was like, let me get you a guest spot on Hip Hop Squares. And I got him a walk-in on a show. So literally moments after he wanted to kill me, I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, Nori. And he like walks out and does the fucking. Yeah.
He was intense. Oh, that's God. What he said.
Because he wanted to come through.
Right.
Anyways, Laura's podcast coming out Friday. Sife, anything you need to plug that you're forgetting?
I'm going to Toronto this weekend with my boy Cardinal Official for our birthday bash.
Honestly, fuck Cardi.
Why?
Sorry. Because he doesn't invite me to Toronto ever.
Cardi's a huge fan of the podcast. Well,
no, I know. I know for a fact he's going to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now.
We're kind of close to the end here. What? How long have we been going?
Yeah, he could be checked out. But I do think he's a pretty loyal fan. Cardi doesn't invite. He invited me to one holiday party.
Yeah.
I love Toronto. You and I are team. He's a 1-Ep fan. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Well, I don't know.
Can you find out? He's my guy. You know he's my guy. Like, on his, I would say on Cardi's last several records, while you were still at the station, I bet I supported harder than you did. I wrote for Cardi.
Okay.
And now he just treats me like a piece of fucking hot garbage.
Me, Cardi, starting from scratch, and Dreddy, who's a big producer.
Where is this performance, the show?
In Toronto. Blind Tiger.
Blind Tiger, okay. Yeah. Start from scratch is mage.
Starting from scratch does a party every month where it's all 90s. So we're taking over this month. We're not going to do all 90s, but a lot of 90s. But we're starting this group called Celebrity Marauders. So if you want to book the hottest DJ crew ever.
Wait, you have a new crew?
Celebrity Marauders.
Sife. Hold on.
What happened to the movement?
The movement is still popping.
I mean, how many crews are you going to have here?
Got a lot of crews.
Cruise.
You and Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz starting the Cruise.
Cruise. It's called the Cruise Posse. You start from scratch.
Starting from scratch. Dreddy.
And Cardinal
Fischel. Yeah.
Celebrity Marauders. Huh.
Holla.
And holla at your boy. Holla at management. You want to holla at my manager? His name's Neil. Holla.
Nah, Neil don't handle any music stuff.
Neil handles nothing. No music stuff.
Only who handles your music stuff?
Jamal.
Mostly Jamal, yeah, but... This will be handled through Cardi's manager.
By the way, I should say, Sife and I are going to be doing Hampton's parties together this summer.
I thought I was involved too.
Well, he's the actual DJ. Yeah, okay. So you're coming. I mean, of course.
Memorial Day weekend, we kick it off at AM.
Yes, AM in the Hamptons. It's, by the way, it's beautiful. This is used to be One Oak.
Guys, I've never been to the Hamptons before.
Me neither. I've been to the
Hamptons.
We're going to pop our Hamptons cherries.
Yeah, sorry. Hold on. You got to stop. You got to stop. Saif, why were you in the Hamptons? Who are you playing with?
J-Lo party.
Yo, I hated you so much.
Why didn't you go?
Oh, you're going to hate me this summer,
too. The thing is that he knows how much I stand over J-Lo. You know what? I'm sorry. I was going to say you never invited me, but let's not forget the time where me, Angela Johnson, and Erica Mena were in the back of your truck being fucking stands for Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
He was in the Bronx for her concert, and we were there.
Oh, God. All your fans? Well, because it's P3 people Saif knows who are obsessed stands, obviously, who wanted to go. So, Saif, what are you going to be mad at this summer?
Oh, this summer, if you're going to be mad.
Can I come?
You're not going to Vegas, are you?
Why would you think that?
Because J-Lo does shows in Vegas.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, my God. Please, I fucked Drewski.
I fucked Drewski?
No, I said fuck Drewski. No.
Guys, this just in. Laura.
I said fuck Drewski. No, he has his own thing going. I want to go.
You said
you always take Drewski. No, I
Drewski.
Did not say that.
I heard it.
I said fuck Drewski.
If the listeners only knew how many levels there were to this. Hey, So wait.
Ew, no.
So you, Saif, can we come? Do you know the weekend? Do you know dates yet? Is it announced? Is it not announced yet?
No, it's not announced. But yeah, you could come. I mean, it's another state.
So mange.
I've been going to Vegas a lot. I'm going again in July.
I'm so excited. When in July don't even know any details about this.
Oh, no. It's different.
It's not in July.
I'm waiting for tonight. I'm ready.
That's really where you go? How about I'm just Jenny from the Block? How about I'm real?
It's fine. I was just thinking about the music.
Laura,
why are you going to Vegas a lot?
I've been doing boxing.
Through your agent?
No, I'm boxing. I've become a boxer. No. Regular radio shit. Regular shit.
Nice.
Saif, I would love to get a fucking party. I would love to get like an after party.
Do you know
somewhere.
David Blaine?
No.
I know someone who knows David Blaine. Why do you want David Blaine?
I just think he's so cool. I stand over him.
Left field.
I thought about Vegas, and then I thought about the magician shows. Like, what's the guy's name?
So you went went Vegas.
And then I wondered, does David Blaine do any shows?
David Copperfield.
Yeah, I don't understand. You went there. David Blaine. He used to have sex with a friend of mine.
He did?
Yeah. You want stories?
Yes. Was it like magic sex?
I don't know. You can ask this person. You know them as well.
Fucking awesome. He's so cool.
Did you see how excited she is?
I used to have sex.
Can I tell you, I was at Drake's party in Toronto. I didn't give a shit about Drake. I spoke to Drake. I saw many celebrities there. I had a really interesting conversation with OT Genesis right before you hopped on and performed with Drake, right?
Okay.
A lot of people were there. Dave Chappelle shoved a fucking bottle of champagne in my face. I was like, I don't want to take a swig of your bottle of champagne, Mr. Chappelle. No, thank you.
Okay.
I guess the only person I screamed, I was like, I saw David Blaine coming down the stairs.
Well, I didn't know. Is this a...
Then I was like, fuck, how am I going to talk to him?
Is it a Guatemalan? Is it a Guatemalan thing?
And then I went up to him and I said, David Blaine? And he was like, yes. He's like, hi, I'm a big fan. My name's Laura. And he's like, nice to meet you. And then he disappeared.
No, he didn't.
No, he just walked away.
He didn't try to bag?
No.
You got nothing from him?
Nothing.
Wow.
It looks like he likes tall blonde chicks. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I'm not really interested in fucking him. I just want it because I heard that he was at the party spitting out frogs in front of people.
Wow. Now that would turn you on, I know.
Yeah, I was like, why? Where was I?
Oh, spit a fucking frog on me. Oh, please. Spit those fucking frogs. Ah, frogs!
I didn't see it.
Oh, I love the fucking frogs.
Lick that toad.
Anyway,
all right.
It got weird.
Where are we?
I gotta go.
We're
Hot 97.
Where? Are we in this podcast?
Sorry, guys.
I'm playing my outro music.
Hey, listen, follow at Cypher Sounds, at Rosenberg Radio, at Laura Styles.
With a Z.
Follow us. With a Z?
Yeah, at the end.
And
podcast beef.
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, the guy that came up to me when I was clearly having a disagreement with somebody on the phone in front of the Joking Off studio and stopped me and was like a huge One Up fan. Shout out to you, bro.
But he interrupted you while you were fighting with someone?
Yeah, but it made me feel better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going the other way with it.
No.
Me too.
All right. Love you guys. Bye, OG Gay Nay.
Peace out, fam.
Bye, Trenae.
Trenae, what's your social media if they're hot chicks who are looking for some action?
A_DaVinci.
What about
IG name ever.
What about your Snapchat? Do girls Snapchat you that?
Snapchat me that pussy.
Do they do that?
They used to. I stopped them from doing that because I started talking to somebody.
Oh, so you don't even need girls to hit you.
All right.
You're kind of good right now. Maybe.
Maybe. You don't know. Just hit me and see.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Okay. That's offensive. Good night.